Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, August 16, 2023. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight, we continue our discussion on the country's general election set for August 23, which is next week, Wednesday. That is exactly 7 days away from today. Some Zimbabweans in the diaspora are planning to go back home and vote. We will also look at reports that postal voting commenced yesterday, with those in the security sector casting their ballots. Before we delve in our main topic, let us look at what is happening elsewhere. In Malawi, a Southern African nation that criminalizes homosexuality, faith leaders have spoken out against same-sex relations, while Parliament recommends a referendum on whether to legalize same-sex marriage. Civil society organizations say human rights should not be subject to a popular vote. From the capital, Lilongwe, Chimwemwe Padatha has the story.
A debate is raging in Malawi over homosexuality, a criminal offense in the Southern African nation that can draw a prison sentence of up to 14 years. The faith leaders of the mostly Christian country recently led nationwide street protests prompted by high court cases in which a Dutch national man and a transgender Malawian woman are challenging the constitutionality of the country's laws concerning LGBTQI plus people. Some protesters worry that the cases might move toward validating LGBTQI plus relationships. The Reverend Philip Gambolide of the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian says marriage should be between a man and a woman.
It is God who initiated the marriage. And when God created a man, he saw it fit to create a woman to be his wife in order to reproduce and make a church. So, because it is God's purpose, we cannot deviate now from his purpose. If we condone this behavior of sex homosexuality, obviously we are killing the church, and there will be no children.
Faith leaders like Gambolide are now suggesting that the government should conduct a referendum over banning same-sex marriage. The International Relations Committee of Parliament has submitted a report to the governing body detailing its position on homosexuality. In this report, Parliament agrees with the religious leaders on possibilities of holding a referendum on same-sex marriages. The committee suggests that all protocols, including proposed laws concerning the LGBTQI plus community, should be put to people to decide, says Vice Chairperson Victoria Kingston.
This should be left in the hands of Parliament to deliberate, and should put to people to decide in a form of referendum.
LGBTQI plus community members worry that with the increased focus on their rights, they will be targeted for violence. One member who asked not to be named for security reasons says the fear is constant.
Kind of puts us in a corner where we're not even, will be as isolated as before, more than before actually. It really has that implication. But it also limits the freedom of expression. I mean, that's a human right.
Michael Kayatsa, Executive Director of Malawi Center for Human Rights and Rehabilitation, cautions against holding the referendum, which he fears would block the advancement of LGBTQI plus rights. He says human rights should not be decided through a popular vote.
What they might need to do is maybe, you know, prioritize dialogue. Because what the church is saying is the contrary to what the community here in Malawi wants. Nobody in Malawi, not even the LGBT-led organizations, are talking about same-sex marriage. What people are saying is that they simply want to, you know, have the rights and enjoy their rights as human beings. It would be a waste of time. It would be a waste of resources to conduct a referendum.
In a petition delivered to Parliament, faith leaders want lawmakers not to pass any law that supports same-sex marriages. Human rights organizations worry this stand will fuel discrimination and violence against the country's already disadvantaged LGBTQI plus community. Chimwemwe Padatha, VOA News, Malawi.
And now back to our main topic. As the country's 23 August elections first approach, SADC election observer mission team leader, Mr. Nevis Sekwila Mumba, and his team arrived in the country this afternoon to join a growing number of election observers from around the world who are coming into the country. Speaking about SADC's role in observing this year's elections, just after his arrival at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport, Mumba said they expect to witness a free and fair election.
The region and the Troika of the SADC. And the mandate is basically to ensure that we stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters here in Zimbabwe to elect the president of their choice. And so our determination is to support every effort that is going to give us a free and fair election. We consider a free and fair election as a tool for peace and stability of any country. And so if you do not have a fair election, you are going to be subjected to insecurity for quite a while. So my team and I are dedicating ourselves to ensure that we are part of that process to give Zimbabweans an opportunity to make a choice of their own. They make the choice, we are just the eyes and encouragers for peace, and that's what brings us here today.
Observers from the Commonwealth, led by Ambassador Amina Mohammed, also arrived in the country today ahead of general elections on Wednesday next week. Ambassador Mohammed is a former Cabinet Secretary for Education and Foreign Affairs of Kenya. In Harare, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, and the Zimbabwe Republic Police, ZRP, told observers this afternoon that the situation in the country is peaceful. Meanwhile, some Zimbabweans in the diaspora say they are planning to return home to vote but are banking on promises made by some political parties, candidates, and organizations to provide them with transport. The Zimbabwe Embassy in South Africa, ZANU-PF, CCC, independent candidate Sevia Kasukwere, and even South Africa's opposition economic freedom fighters have all pledged transport to ferry Zimbabweans willing to go back home and vote. This, as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission today released their preliminary polling stations across the country. And also this at the time that the electoral and the postal voting process is said to have commenced, with security sector across the country having started voting yesterday. The issue has sparked the controversy, with opposition CCC alleging that officers are being forced to vote for the ruling ZANU-PF in front of their superiors. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from both the police and ZEC as their phones were going unanswered. Ongo wadi wa teleri, mwenye edu atiru ukurukura neja yu nasi, muzua, rechiro ongo wachedu, chatuno tarisa, jirugusa nga newa nawe Zimbabwe, wariku nzeko inyika, nevaru munyika, nasi tiribu tarisa kuti, kwa sara mazua manomwe, ngati mazua manomwe, kana kuti seven, kuti nyika, ipinde muzua resaruzo, ze mutungamiri wenyika, nengo ze paramende, pamwene makanzuru. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvichitarisira kuti zvingangobatsirwa kudzokera kumusha kunovhota. Tichisimbisa panyaya iyeye vari kutarisira kunge vachidzokera kumusha kunovhota ndevaya vakanyoresa kuvhota, kwete kuti munhu anoti nhasi ndaakudzokera kunovhota. Aiwa, vakanyoresa kunovhota ndo vari kutarisira kuti vachawana mukano wekuti vange vachitakurwa kudzokera kumusha. Mamwe mapato ezvematongerwo enyika vamwe vari kukwikwidza pamwe nebato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF vakavimbisa kuti vachakwanisa kunge vachiwanisa vanoda kudzokera kunovhota mabhazi ekufambisa. Asi zvichabudirira here izvi? Tiri kutarisa nekuti kwasara mazuva manomwe chete kana kuti 7. Izvi zviri kuuya panguva iyo kuvhota pachishandiswa posho kana kuti postal voting kuchinzi kwakatotanga nezuro vari muchiuto muchipurisa nemamwe mapoka anoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika vachinzi vakatotanga kuvhota. Asi pachinyunyutwa kunze chiitiko ichi chaiitwa pamberi pevakuru vaivhota iwawa, zviri kunzi nebato rinopikisa reCCC chinyunyuta hanzi mapurisa nevamwe vari kunzi vavhotere bato reZANU-PF nekuti vanenge vachinzi vari kuvhota vakatariswa nemukuru achiona kuti wavhotera panaani. Studio 7 aina kwanisa kubata mutauriro wemapurisa kana wevezeki kuti tinzwe mativi avo sezvo nhare mbozha dzavo dzanga dzisiri kudairwa. Uko Zeki yaita musangano nhasi masikati nevari munyika kuzoongorora sarudzo ichivimbisa kuti yagadzirira zvakakwana uye ichiti munyika mune runyararo. Let's take a break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us right now to discuss the issue is Ms. Victress Matutu, a Zimbabwean activist based in South Africa. We are also joined by Dr. Ruramai Tadu of ZANU-PF, who is based in Botswana. And last but not least is Mr. Trustin Glove of CCC, who is the SADC regional chairperson of Citizens Coalition for Change and is based in South Africa. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Let us start with you, Dr. Tadu. Your party, ZANU-PF, promised to provide transport for those in the neighboring countries who are willing to go back home to vote. And it's only 7 days left to go to elections. Is this going to materialize?
Good day, Kandemiri. Yes. I want to greet all listeners and all members of the Revolutionary Party listening this evening. It's going to materialize. It's going to take place. We have already started taking roll calls of those who are surely registered and who want to go and vote. Our first bus from Botswana is going to leave the country on Sunday. And then the second bus is going to leave the country on Monday. And the first bus will be going to far areas beyond Harare, and the second bus is going to take those voters who are going to Bulawayo, Harare, and nearby areas. That's by Wednesday, early morning, they are at their polling station. Yes, it's going to materialize, and the party is ready to carry all those who want to go and vote. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And what about you, Mr. Ndlovu? What is CCC doing to assist those planning on going back home and vote but do not have transport?
Good day, Mr. Kandemire and the listeners. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. We have made preparations for people to travel back home and cast their votes. Registered people. So the people have been going. It's not only, they are not only waiting for this weekend. The people have been going home. A lot of people have already left South Africa. They are already in Zimbabwe. But however, we still have a big chunk of people who are preparing to go in big numbers this weekend. Regarding the buses that one of the opposition parties in South Africa called EFF has promised, we have had leaders who were involved in rolling out those that transport that everyone can get into those. And we have encouraged our people also. But it's unfortunate that the people some of our people have trust issues with the organizers of those parties because they are strangers to them. They don't have, they don't know them. But we, even though they do, they are not known in, so much, because you understand that the people in diaspora, they either have leaders in their churches, have leaders in their civil society, in their burial society, or in their political groupings like us. So many of the people in these social and political circles, most of them, they are the people whom we have been working with. But unfortunately, that the people who were tasked to roll out the program, they seem to be being slow and not able to have people, not able to reach many people. However, this does not, should not discourage people. We encourage people to cooperate. Most of them, people are using their money. The people who are scared of using some of these buses. But we encourage people to keep on saying, no, there's nothing that will happen. People should get to use these buses as well, even though we can't guarantee what ZANU can do at the border there. Mm-hmm. But yes, that is the situation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Let me go back to Dr. Tadu. Dr. Tadu, urongwa uri kunanga nengo dzenyu dzezano PF chete here kana kuti chero chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chakanyoresa kuti chinge chidzokera kumusha kunovhota?
Urongwa wakananga nengo dzedu dzezano PF chete. Vanhu vakanyoresa kare nengo dzedu dzeparty dzinosapota musangano wedu wezano PF vari kuda kubatsirwa kuenda kuZimbabwe, kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzeZimbabwe kunovhota. Mm-hmm. Hatisi kunangana neeveryone. Takanangana nenhengo dzedu dzeparty yezanupf vanoda kuenda kunovhota vari musangano wedu wezanupf ndo vatiri kubatsira, ndo vari kuwana transport yekuenda kunovhota kuZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And Vandlovu, urongwa hwenyu huri kungobatsira nhengo dzetriple c chete here kana kuti chero vana vezimbabwe?
Aiwa, isisu tinobatsira chero anonzi uchizvarwa mwana wekuZimbabwe. Hatina kusaruro dzokuti munhu ngave weZANU kana kuti ngave weTriple C. As long ari chizvarwa chokuZimbabwe akarejista kuvhota, tinoti ngaapinde mubhazi andosarudza ega ava kumusha. Izvi zvavo zvokuti munhu ngave weZANU, aiwa, makolegi edu tajaira chero kumusha mbeu inopiwa vanhu veZANU, zvokudya nezvimwe zvinhu zvinopiwa vanhu inomudzi chingo vote buying iyoyo. But hazvinei, tatitarisirawo kuti vanhu vakadaro vangasasevenza neembasi sevanhu vari kutonga vachibatsira munhu wese. But in any case, we are encouraging everyone, munhu wese zvake. Hatisarurudzi, hatisaruri kuti ungava webato ripi, hatisaruri kuti ungava wekurelijini ipi. Tinongoti kana uchizvazve uZimbabwe, pinda mumabhazi aripo iwayo uinde kumusha kana wakarejista undovhota.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Ndlovu. We are now joined by Mr. Victress Matutu. Your line had dropped, but she's now back on the show. Welcome to our show, Ms. Matutu.
Thank you so much. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you. And Ms. Matutu, as an activist, are you working with any party or organization that is planning on helping Zimbabweans willing to go back home to vote?
Unfortunately, I'm not working with any political party that is doing that, but the political parties are doing the transportation of voters from different countries to go to Zimbabwe and vote.
Mm-hmm. And what's your take on this arrangement that political parties have arranged transport for their members to go back home and vote?
I think it's a good thing what they are doing, but I've got a problem because they can't be coming during the election and saying we're transporting people from different countries to go and vote. I think the time to transport people from diaspora to Zimbabwe is the time when the registration is happening. And as it is now, you cannot just say you are transporting people from countries to go to Zimbabwe and vote while you transport them to go and register. The first thing is to transport people during the registration time. If they do that, then during voting time, there will be a lot of people to transport. But as of now, I know there are a lot of people that will think if there are buses that are transporting people to go and vote, they can just go and vote. A lot of people they don't even know that they must register first. They just think if you're a Zimbabwean, automatically you are allowed to vote. They are not aware that you have to register first. So all these political parties must start this transportation thing during the registration.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Dr. Tadu. You heard from Ms. Matutu, Dr. Tadu, that these political parties, or including your party, political parties and organizations that are helping Zimbabweans to go back home and vote, they should start by helping Zimbabweans who want to go back home and register to vote. Did your party do that?
Thank you very much, Jonga. The Revolutionary Party branch in Botswana started this initiative last year, 2022, by encouraging all our members to go and register to vote. And we had also asked all our members to ensure that they are indeed on the voters' roll. And this is now the final part of the process that started last year, where we are now saying those who have registered to vote, who have got their slips, registration slips to vote, let's go and vote. So it's not a process that started now. It's a process that we have been working on. And I agree with Beatrice. We should have given our members voter education, that voting starts with registration. And voting is the final part of the whole process which has started. Yes, I can confirm to you that all the members that we are taking now are members, the majority of whom have been assisted by the Revolutionary Party, Botswana branch, to go and register in their various constituencies in Zimbabwe since last year and to the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we are carrying people whom we have educated the voting process.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, we heard your party, CCC, complaining about the process of postal voting, and the party complained that the junior ranking members of the security sector were voting in the presence of their superiors and were told where to vote. What do you say about this?
Okay. Yes, we are not happy with that. Obviously, that is the beginning of rigging. That it was not only the seniors of looking at them while they are voting, but our polling agents were denied access in those polling stations. So, obviously, the people who were in charge were the ZANPF, ZANPF people were controlling the whole process alone.
Okay.
So it is something, it is very sad to hear for postal votes to be done in that way.
Yes, but
we are not happy.
Let me throw a question to you again, Mr. Ndlovu. Do you have proof that this happened if your agents were not allowed into the polling stations?
Yes, of course. We have people who have called and some polling agents who actually said we were denied.
Yes.
You know, if you are a polling agent and you are denied to get
and
you even tell the others, alert other people, that is more than evidence. That's more proof. That's proof that some of our people or polling agents were not allowed in those and access in those polling stations.
Thank you so much. Rambai muri parunare wandlovu. Ndinzwe kuna Dr. Tadu, manzwa chinyunyuto cha simudzwa nebato rinopikisare CCC. Hanzi vota vachishandisa nzira yekuvhota neposto kana postal voting zvikuru iva vari muchipurisa vanga vachivhota pamberi pemukuru wavo vachiratidzwa pokuvhotera vari kuti vandlovu nhengo dzavo dzanga dziri mapolling agents dzarambidzwa kuti dzichipinda munzvimbo idzodzo kuti dzinge dzichiona zviri kuitika nekumisa kana dzava dzine simba rakumisa. Munoti Dr. Tadu?
Donga, andina kuwana information seyawanikwa nandlovu. But let's just go back kuti vanhu vanovota sei. Zek is the one that is in charge of the voting
process. Dr. Tadu, ndine urombo. Just mirai ipapo nditore muteerera apinda pachirongwa. Hello, caller. I think we've lost the caller. Hello? I think the caller dropped. Continue, Dr. Tadu, enderai mberi. Yes, Dr. Tadu, please go ahead, continue.
Voter, thank you very much. Pane mitemo inotevedzwa vanhu vachinge vachivhota. And Zek ndiyo inocherechedza mitemo iyo uye ndiyo inotungamirira maelections iwayo. Saka kana mitemo iyoyo ichinge yatyorwa, Zek ndiyo inofanira kupindura, kwete kuti vanhu vari kuvhota vonzi vavhoterei nenzira yavavhota nayo, because vanenge vachishandisa mitemo yavanenge varatidzwa nevanhu vezek.
Mm-hmm.
So zviri kutaura navandlovu nevamwe vavo zvinoda kuti varadze umbowo kana vaitiratidza umbowo pachikorwa mitemo yemaelectoral votes. Ndinoona sekuti yes, vane zvavangataure pamusoro pemaelections akaitikwa emaelectoral vote. But as far as you are concerned, munhu wese anovhota nemitemo iripo, and hakuna munhu anomanikidza munhu votera apa, nekuti the voter is your right and kuvhota kwako kunoonekwa newe chete.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tadu. Let me go to Ms. Matutu. Ms. Matutu, the complaint that was raised by CCC that those in the security sector were forced to vote in front of their superiors and were told where to vote. And we had Mr. Ndlovu saying or claiming that their polling agents were also denied access into the polling stations. What do you say about this?
I had... I think he's a member of the opposition party, CCC, saying that. So I think what we know is that someone's vote is someone's secret. There is no way that someone is allowed to vote in front of his or her superior. I don't think that counts as a free and fair election or a free and fair vote. Because I don't think that will happen. If it happens, then if the agents are not allowed to, the CCC agents are not allowed to go there, then that's not a fair vote. That's not a fair election. Mm-hmm. CCC must raise that, and I think they must raise that with Zek, and that must be verified. Is that true? If that happens, then obviously the election is not going to be fair and free. Mm-hmm. Because they can't be told to vote in front of their superiors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they are being told who to vote for. So I think the CCC has to raise that with Zek, and the Zek must look into it. We need to hear what Zek says. Did that happen? If it happened, how and why did it happen? And what is Zek going to do about it? Because it's illegal.
Yes.
In an election, you cannot do that.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ndlovu, your last word, elections are a week away. What do you have to tell your members, the CCC members out there?
Our message is very simple. Let us go in our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go with confidence.
Let us cast
our vote. Let us fight for to make sure that is there.
Thank you so
allows
much.
Everyone to
thank
vote.
You, Mr. Ndlovu. Let me go to Dr. Tadu. 10 seconds. What you have to tell your members out there?
We will tell our members to, on Wednesday is our day. Let's go and vote. Let's go in big numbers. And
thank you so much. That was Dr. Tadu of ZANU-PF based in Botswana. You also heard from Mr. Victress Matutu, a Zimbabwean activist, and Mr. Trust Ndlovu from CCC. They are both based in South Africa. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night. Let's meet again next week on this same show, Diaspora Forum. Thank you.